RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Nisma. First, the headline. President Joko Widodo to swear in Jarot as Jakarta governor today. Indonesian people in Egypt should obey the rule. And now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo sworn in acting Jakarta governor Jarot Saiful Hidayat as a definite governor on Thursday, Director General of Regional Autonomy for Home Affairs Ministry. Sumarsono said that the event took place at the State Palace in Jakarta. He added that Jarot holds Jakarta governor office for 4 months until October 15. He replaces Basuki Cahaya Purnama, who resigned on May 23rd after being found guilty in a blasphemy case. Before being named acting Jakarta governor, Jarot was the deputy governor during Basuki administration. He earlier served as mayor of Blitar for 2 periods from 2000 to 2010. Indonesian people in Egypt are asked to respect and obey the rules which are valid in Egypt. It was stated by Defense Attaché of Indonesia Embassy in Cairo, Colonel Kemas Muhammad Ihwan Madani, on the sideline of a meeting with Indonesian students in Cairo on Wednesday. Colonel Kemas said as the newcomer, the completeness of immigration documents is very important. Policy of local government is adjusted with situation and dynamic in the country, which must be obeyed by the community, including Indonesian citizens. Because we are comers in Egypt, the most important thing which should be noticed is documents related to immigration, because geographically it is included to be close with the source of conflict in Middle East. Egypt will protect its country from bad influences which happen at regional environment. Furthermore, Colonel Kemas Muhammad Ikhwan Madani added that probably checking and sweeping may be carried out. Colonel Kemas also said, besides immigration documents, completeness of identity as student has to be noticed to avoid trouble if checked. Indonesian national team of U-16 succeeded in conquering Myanmar with a score of 4-1 in its inaugural match at the Vietnam International U-15 Football 2017 Invitation Tournament in Vietnam on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Wednesday, the Indonesian victory of the national team of U-16 became a good starting point for Indonesia in the tournament with the 4 participant countries. In addition to Indonesia and Myanmar, Vietnam International U-15 Football 2017 is also joined by Vietnam as host and Taiwan. Furthermore, Indonesia will face the host Vietnam on Friday, June 16 at the 16 local time. In the last game, Indonesia will face Taiwan on Sunday, 18 June, at 16 local time. In this championship, the four countries face each other and the champions are the best team of the three matches. The Indonesian national team of U16 is set to compete in the U15 ASEAN Football Federation Championship. In Thailand in 9 July 2017, Indonesia joins in Group A with Australia, Thailand, Laos, Myanmar, and Singapore. The Indonesian Health Ministry confirmed to have prepared measures to monitor preparation of aid posts towards people who are going home to their town to celebrate Idul Fitri. This was stated by Director General of Health Service at the Health Ministry, Bambang Wibowo, to the press in Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that the monitoring is a coordinating effort among institutions, either in central or regional level. He also said that besides the people who are going to celebrate Idul Fitri in their hometown, the government also pays attention to several tourism spots that are mostly visited by the people during Idul Fitri celebration.
The coordination meeting is especially also conducted
because the potential of traffic jam is in Northern Road. Thus, the Provincial Health Service holds the meeting with other sectors in Tegal to monitor its integrated post. Another risk is in the tourism spot. The readiness of 24-hour health service is also monitored. Furthermore, Bambang Wibowo also stated that to increase people's knowledge regarding a safe hometown travel, the Health Ministry has also spread promotional media on road that is often used by travelers to go hometown, namely in rest areas, airport station, ports and tourism spot along the road. He added that the promotion media contained by appeals and tips on healthy traveling for the people. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Health Ministry prepares the health service facility for the people who are going to celebrate Idul Fitri in their hometown. Director General of Health Service at Health Ministry, Bambang Wibowo, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the main reason of the high mudik problem is the lack of access on health service. Thus, he said that the government has prepared several health center facilities ahead the Idul Fitri celebration. He also stated that this year, the government of Indonesia has increased the number of its health facilities for the homecoming of Idul Fitri to 3,826 health posts. Those numbers are divided to temporary and permanent health services. In addition, the government has also provided call center facility for the people.
Yang sudah disiapkan ada 3,826.
We have prepared 3,826. The public health centers, puskesmas, hospitals, and poor health offices have already existed, plus the public safety center, PSC. PSC has existed in 104 districts where 71 of them are located in the hometown travel road. There are also 913 health posts. This is quite huge and it spread to 15 provinces identified as mudik road. Furthermore, Bambang Wibowo said that in addition to assuring the health center facility, the Health Ministry has conducted several measures to anticipate emergency potential. The measures are by conducting socialization and inspecting drivers in several terminals, provision of tools and materials of health inspection, advocacy of preparation of public safety center in the region, and coordinating efforts with a number of parties in a bid to maintain the safety of travelers. The last item, people tend to use mosque as a place of worship. Besides, the mosque should also be function as a place of education, creation, and art. It should also be a place of inspiration. Thus, the Ministry of Education and Culture, through the Directorate General of Culture, conduct Ramadan and Culture Iftar theme, Islam and Civilization. The event is held at Istiqlal Mosque in Central Jakarta on 14 to 18 June 2017. In this event, there are exhibitions and performances of Islamic culture, film screening, performances, culture dialogue, literary discussion, and archery sport. At the inauguration of Ramadan and Iftar Week held on Wednesday afternoon, June 14, 2017, Minister of Education Muhajir Effendi explained that wherever Muslims are, mosque becomes the starting point of Islam development. He views that the Istiqlal Mosque located in the center of Jakarta and is perfect for becoming an epicenter of Islamic culture. It can be a source of all activities, a place to get closer to God, and many other useful activities. Therefore, if we continue to maintain the existence of this Istiqlal in the middle of the capital, then inshallah the capital of this aroma, the Islamic energy, will continue to emanate in this capital city of Indonesia. Minister Mujajir further said that his ministry will periodically organize the Istiqlal Festival. The international targeted festival is expected to become the center of attention and visit of the world community and increase tourism visit. On the same occasion, Director General of Culture at Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Farid, explained that the various activities that have been held in Istiqlal Mosque, starting from the celebration of Istiqlal anniversary in February and this Ramadan and Iftar Week, is an effort to prosper and glorify Istiqlal Mosque. Currently, the directorate is preparing the forms and art groups that will be presented at the festival Istiqlal. Hilmar views that this festival will have an important meaning, which shows the traces of world civilization colored by Islam. The festival Istiqlal will explain about the contribution of Islam to the world and Indonesia's contribution to Islam. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
listener commentary today entitled Jakarta Fair Entertainment Event and Domestic Product Promotion. Listener, Jakarta Fair Kemayoran 2017, Every Petty JFK 2017, the largest exhibition and entertainment arena of Southeast Asia, was officially opened by Minister of Trade Enggar Tias Tolukita on Wednesday, June 14, 2017 at the Jakarta International Expo Arena Kemayoran, Central Jakarta. Jakarta Fair was first held in the National Monument called Monas on 5th of June to 20 July 1968 and opened by President Suharto by releasing the Vision Post. This first Jakarta Fair was called DF, which stands for Jakarta Fair using old spelling. Gradually, the spelling was changed to Jakarta Fair, which is then more popularly known as Pekan Raya Jakarta, VRJ. The idea of implementing the Jakarta Fair was first initiated by Shamsuddin Mangand, who at the time served as chairman of Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kadin. He proposed a large exhibition event to improve the marketing of domestic production, which was then started to rise after the 30 September 1965 movement revolt. He proposed it to the governor of Jakarta at the time, Ali Sadikin, or better known as Ban Ali, in 1967. The idea was welcomed by Jakarta government, because Jakarta government also wanted to make a large exhibition center and lasted for a long time in the peak to realize the wishes of Jakarta government by uniting various night markets which at the time still spread in some areas of Jakarta, such as the Gambir Night Market, which annually took place in the former Ikada Square, now the Monas area. The implementation of Jakarta Fair from year to year started experiencing increase of visitors and participants. From the night market, it mutates into a modern exhibition showcasing various products. The area also increases. From only 7 hectares in Monas area, now since 1992, PRJ has been moved to Kemayoran, Central Jakarta, which occupies an area of 44 hectares. Various domestic excellent products and small industrial products, state-owned enterprises and cooperatives will be exhibited in this largest exhibition event in Southeast Asia. Jakarta Fair, which currently becomes Jakarta Fair Kemayoran, JFK, highlights domestic products, both large, medium, small scales, and cooperatives across Indonesia. It is expected to be able to attract the attention of the community and entrepreneurs. In 2016, the number of visitors of Jakarta Fair Kemayoran reached 5.7 million people. 2,700 producers with a total of 1,240 stands and the total value of transactions during the exhibition reached 6.1 trillion rupiah. Visitors from Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, and Bekasi, or locally called Jabodetabek, and various regions throughout Indonesia, as well as visitors from all over the world, can travel and shop, so that the exhibition is expected to be a vehicle for shopping as well as tourism. Hopefully, the organizers of Jakarta Fair Kemayoran JFK are able to improve the economy and provide entertainment to the public. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. While we start for an event on June 15, 2011 when ASEAN Dengue Day is commemorated. The World Health Organization, WHO, for Western Pacific Region and Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, call on the public and private sectors to join forces in the fight against dengue. ASEAN Dengue Day is an advocacy event held every 15th of June to increase public awareness of dengue, to mobilize resources for its prevention and control, and to demonstrate the region's commitment to tackling the disease. The advocacy event was agreed upon during the 10th ASEAN Health Minister meeting in 2010. The first regional event was held in 2011 in Jakarta, Indonesia. The next event was in 2001 when Shanghai Cooperation Organization was founded. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, ACO or Shanghai PAC, is Eurasian Political, Economic and Military Organization, which was founded in 2001 in Shanghai by the leaders of China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. These countries, except for Uzbekistan, had been members of Shanghai Five, founded in 1996 after the inclusion of Uzbekistan in 2001. The members renamed the organization. And the last event was in 1945 when the Battle of Saipan was begun. The Battle of Saipan was a battle of the Pacific campaign of the World War II, fought in the island of Saipan in the Marina Island from 15 June to 9th July 1944. The Allied invasion fleet embarking the expeditionary forces led Pearl Harbor on 5th of June 1944, the day before Operation Overlord in Europe was launched. The U.S. 2nd Marine Division, 4th Marine Division and the Army's 27th Infantry Division, commanded by Lieutenant General Holland Smith, defeated the 43rd Division of the Imperial Japanese Army, commanded by Lieutenant General Yoshitsugu Saito. Listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is All City Jakarta to host ASEAN Literary Festival 2017. The Jakarta Old Town Complex in West Jakarta, or Kota Tua, will host ASEAN Literary Festival, ALF, on 3rd until 6th of August 2017. Besides being followed by writers, intellectuals, artists, and academics from 10 ASEAN member countries, the festival will be also participated by more than 20 countries from Asia, Europe, America, Africa, and Australia. This year's event will be the fourth time and very special because it is also held to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. This was stated by one of the founders of and directors of program ASEAN Literary Festival, Oki Madasari, in Jakarta on last Sunday. She said that the ASEAN Literary Festival with the theme of Beyond Imagination has been playing a major role for 3 years in making culture and literature an important element of ASEAN sustainability. Oki also emphasized the important role of the festival by introducing the achievements and literary products of ASEAN writers to the global level. She feels that being a community means getting to know each other's culture, including familiarity with literary products and books from each member country. She also pointed out that only culture and literature can genuinely bind Southeast Asian nations. She added that relying only on the economy and politics makes the slogan of the ASEAN community as being rhetoric and illusion. Oki Madasari further stated that the celebration of ASEAN Literary Festival 2017 is fully supported by the Minister of Education and Culture, Minister of Tourism and Minister of Foreign Affairs. Every year before the festival as the peak of the celebration, the ASEAN Literary Festival always holds a free event including Kampung Literature Residence and one additional new program, National Literary Jamboree. This year's ASEAN Literary Festival highlights dozens of discussion sessions as a major part of the festival. The freedom of expression is a major issue in addition to the increase of radicalization and terrorism and the increasingly central role of social media in the private and social life. In addition to these events, the ASEAN Literary Festival will be enlivened by art performances, culinary demonstrations, and book exhibitions. Listener, that was Focus. Thanks for listening. I'm here, Mana Rahmana.
Here is our news in brief. President Joko Widodo sworn in acting Jakarta Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat as a definite governor on Tuesday. Indonesian national team of U-16 succeeded in conquering Myanmar with a score of 4 and won in its inaugural match at the Vietnam International U15 Football 2017 Invitation Tournament in Vietnam on Wednesday. The Indonesian Health Ministry confirmed to have prepared measures to monitor preparation of aid posts towards people who are going home to their town to celebrate Idul Fitri. Indonesian people in Egypt are asked to respect and obey the rules which are valid in Egypt. Indonesian Health Ministry prepares the health service facility for the people who are going to celebrate Idul Fitri in their hometown. People tend to use mosque as a place of worship. Besides, the mosque should also be function as a place of education, creation, and art. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello. Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you the Sari Kayo culinary, so stay tuned. Listener, in this month of Ramadan, a variety of breaking menus are presented, and many are sold in various places. Usually every region in Indonesia has a typical menu for breaking the fast. For example, the area of Padang and Palembang has a menu called Sari Kayo. The people outside of Sumatra used to call this snack with Sri Kaya cake. Although the name resembles the name of the fruit, it turns out the process of making it to taste completely the Sri Kaya fruit. The texture is soft with the dominant color of green. Sari Kayo is a traditional food that uses natural colors from suji leaf and pandan to produce the green color. It is not too difficult to make Sari Kayo cake. The basic ingredients are coconut milk, eggs, sugar, and suji leaves or pandan leaves for the natural coloring. To make it, we will have to cook the coconut milk first and then put the water suji leaf. After that, beat the eggs and the sugar water will be put into a pan containing the coconut milk. Once there is no blob and all is well mixed, the dough is drained or put into small containers before steaming. Once cooked, the Sari Kayo can be eaten immediately. It is soft and sweet. Sari Kayo is usually eaten with sticky rice, but along with the passage of time, many people enjoy it with fresh bread. How people eat sticky rice as accompaniment of Sari Kayo is also varied. In the past, Sari Kayo was placed in a kind of small bowl, where sticky rice is shaped like parallelogram. Now, to be more practical, Sari Kayo and ketan are printed together, so Sri Kaya is glazed and gluttonous coat of Sri Kaya. Listener, initially Sari Kayo culinary is made from Sri Kaya fruit, but later the Sri Kaya is processed with other ingredients such as sugar, coconut milk, and eggs, so that the original fruit of Sri Kaya tastes more delicious. The green color of Sari Kayo symbolizes the prosperity of nature. In accordance with its name, Sri Kaya means a rice goddess that brings prosperity. Formerly, the Sri Kaya was called food in law, because the first Sari Kayo was put into the rantang, a kind of container, and then escorted to the place of the in-laws. For the people of Palembang, Sari Kayo has always been a complement in every custom ceremony. It is always present in kambang, a name for a series of dishes arranged in such a way on the custom procession of Palembang. Its presence is as important as the presence of tunjung, food or fruits decorate the middle of the dish, and thread, a name of the dish or snacks placed in the dish in full position. The delicacy of Sri Kaya can also be a prestige food for the eaters. Listener, Sari Kayo is always served with glutinous rice that has been cooked. It is said that this glutinous rice symbolizes an eternity in one's relationship. The stickiness is often analogous to the kind of relationship expected to continue. This culinary is easy to find not only in the city of its origin, but also in major cities in Indonesia, especially in the month of Ramadan. The sweet taste is appropriate as the fast-breaking menu. The price is also relatively cheap, around 10,000 to 15,000 rupiah per container. And listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder for today about the Sari Kayo. We'll meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Asian Dengue Fever Day. Stay tuned. Now on June 15 every year, Asian commemorates Dengue Fever Day. This day was established in the 19th Ministerial Conference in Hanoi, Vietnam on October 30, 2010, and Indonesia became the pioneer to commemorate the day in 2011. Jakarta Declaration in Fighting Dengue Fever was agreed by 11 Asian member countries. The declaration was made to strengthen the cooperation and regional commitment in controlling dengue fever in the Asian countries. Dengue hemorrhagic fever is the disease caused by the DEN-1 and DEN-4 virus through mosquitoes. This virus has threatened global health and human lives. 3 billion people around the world have risked to be infected by the virus, and 20,000 people are dead because of the virus. Indonesia is in the second place that has dengue fever after Brazil. According to the Health Ministry data in 2009 until 2011, the number of people caused by the virus reached 1,125 cases. The data directly set Indonesia as the country that has high level of the virus in Asia. On January 2016, the vector and zoonosis infected disease control of the Indonesian Health Ministry recorded 3,298 dengue fever cases with a number of death of 50 cases. Meanwhile, in other regions of Indonesia, there are 492 cases with 25 cases of death. It happened in 7 provinces and 11 regencies in Indonesia. During rainy season in January, Indonesia has to be aware of dengue fever virus because this tends to increase. But when the rainy season changes into dry, the number of virus cases usually decreases. To handle the virus, people must be active to take part to play a major role. Indonesian government asks all people to fight it with the program called Mosquito Nest Annihilation by cleaning all water containers such as bucket, tub and pool, by closing all water jar, and by reusing or recycling all goods. There is also a door-to-door program where the researchers of Mosquito come to check all water containers in the house. This movement is aimed to prevent the spread of the virus of dengue fever that can infect people. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet. meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back again with Minuka in Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you Indonesian popular song. From the fourth floor of RRI building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, Jakarta, we congratulate the fasting for the Muslim in the world. Well listener, let's listen to one song which was very popular in the 80s, entitled Sakura.
Thank you.
Listener, that was a song by a multi-talented Indonesian male singer-artist in the music world, Faris Rustam Munaf, or commonly known as Faris RM. Faris RM, a singer and musician in Indonesia, can play a number of musical instruments, such as piano, drums, and guitar. He comes with a melancholic Indonesian pop song combined with the jazz genre of pop rock. Faris offered a new concept at the time. The new concept is dominated by brass and percussion, was immediately greeted by fans of Indonesian pop. The song Sakura exploded in the market and enlivened the Indonesian pop music world. Since Faris' music genre has influenced the singers and bands that have sprung up, such as Emerald and Krakatau. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Barcelona by Faris RM.
Di sudut semarak plaza Catalonia, kala sepasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Sapanya kiere, usted malas contigo. Aku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como se pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh rasa. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali. Señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati telah terpadu satu jati. Usahakan cerita malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk menunda waktu. Kasih, maaf ini, oh,
Listener, what's in your mind when you enjoy the song that Faris has just chanted? Yes, it is one of the names of European football clubs. The club became the favorite of the sporting soccer enthusiast. However, this song does not tell you about the real ability of the players managing the skin round to beat the opposing club. This song is a reflection of the splendor of the city of Barcelona when the night comes. Faris RM is inspired by Barcelona's nightlife that is so beautiful, sparkling and memorable. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song by Faris RM. I'm Nika Kusumawati. I'll see you on the next Music Corner.
Nada kasih ku rasakan membara dalam hatiku.
Nada kasih dari gejolak hatiku,
serasa mekar terbit asmara, harum wangi sanubari.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.